is Dr. Rowington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Curiel, C-U-R-I-E-L, first name Isela, I-S-E-L-A. The date of birth, June 14, 1972. Date of evaluation, November 21, 2022. Referring physician, Dr. Nissen. The chief complaint, 50-year-old female seen preoperatively. The HPI, the patient is a 54-year-old female who reports an industrial injury, period. She stated that she is employed at Bayer, period. She describes injury as having occurred after she was pulling a cart in October of 2021, period. She stated that she noted a cracking pain involving the right shoulder. The pain had worsened following the end of her shift, period. She was then sent to occupational health, but was returned to work, period. She stated that she then went back to occupational health as she had ongoing symptoms. She was then placed on restrictive duty, period. However, she continued with pain, period. Pain is at times sharp, heavy with tingling and associated numbness, period. She notes that the pain radiates to the elbow at times and at other times to the hand, period. Typically, it is rated 7/10, period. She stated that because of her worsening symptoms, she was referred for MRI in July of 2022. This reveals significant pathology, at which time she was referred for surgical treatment, period. She denies any symptoms of chest pain, orthopnea, or PND, period. Past medical history, one, diabetes, next number hypertension, next number fatty liver, next number thyroid cancer, next number left bundle branch block, past surgical history, thyroidectomy times two, medications, metformin 1,000 milligrams 1 BID, amlodipine 5 milligrams 1 daily, losartan 50 milligrams 1 daily, levothyroxine 137 micrograms 1 daily, atorvastatin 10 milligrams 1 daily. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, brother with leukemia, an aunt had a cardiac transplant, father and grandparents had high blood pressure, father also had diabetes, as did an uncle, period. Social history, she notes rare alcohol use, but no cigarette smoking or drug use. Review of systems, constitutional, she notes night sweats, oral cavity, occasional bleeding gums, throat status post thyroid surgery, May 2022. Cardiac, she does have palpitations. Gastrointestinal, she has acid reflux. She further describes hernia. Neurologic, she has dizziness. Psychiatric, she reports insomnia. Endocrine, she has history of diabetes. Infectious disease, she had COVID-19 in January of 2022. She is vaccinated times four. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 133/81, pulse 78, respiratory rate 20, height 65.5 inches, weight 181.2 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal examination, right shoulder demonstrates severely decreased range of motion on abduction and external rotation. There's a severe tenderness present. Left shoulder reveals minimal tenderness on external rotation, period. Cardiovascular exam significant for soft systolic murmur at the left parasternal border, period. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 66 beats per minute and is otherwise unremarkable. The remainder of the examination is unremarkable. Of note, MRI did reveal a full thickness, partial width, supraspinatus tendon tear. There is intratendinosis, degeneration of the anterior most fibers of the infraspinatus tendon with moderate tendinosis and bursal sided fraying of approximately 7 millimeters, period. Overall impression, this is a 50-year-old female with a history of right shoulder injury, period. She was found to have significant pathology to include full thickness, partial width, supraspinatus tendon tear, infratendinous degeneration of the anterior most fibers of the infraspinatus tendon, suspected rotator cuff tendinosis, rotator cuff impingement, and chronic pain syndrome, period. Patient is now felt to require surgery, period. Her cardiac risk is felt to be non-prohibitive, period. She has no significant history of coronary artery disease, no findings of congestive heart failure or dysrhythmia, period. She has no evidence of ischemic heart disease. She is therefore felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. She is cleared for same. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.